I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about the A-list, B-list hierarchy, Jason Bateman, Tom Hanks, and Jennifer Goodwin, John Krasinski, Bradley Cooper, and so much more. We're discussing all of this with Ariel Lori from the hit podcast, The Blonde Files. Let's get started. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Do You. I need to just reiterate that I know I'm saying the word do wrong. I know it's de in French because somebody wrote in about this last week. I'm saying do on purpose, just like a play on words. So just go with it, guys. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Now that I got that out of the way, I want to introduce my guest for this week. I'm so excited to talk to her. She is the host of the Blonde Files podcast, and she's also a content creator and has a fantastic TikTok. Her name is Ariel. You guys aren't following her, you need to follow her on TikTok right now. Your TikTok is so informative, Ariel. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like TikTok is the hardest thing for me. So
really?
Yes. It's so hard to be consistent. Everyone's like, you have to post 3 times a day. It's like on top of the podcast and Instagram, as I'm sure you know, it's just like, it's so hard to like spread yourself across a bunch of different platforms. And that one is the hardest, but it's also the most fun, I think. So
yes, you give great tips, a lot of health and wellness tips. You talk about anxiety. I was just watching a post. You had a doctor on your podcast who talked about tips for dealing with anxiety. You talk about your sobriety a lot. You are 8 years sober.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You talk about that a lot. You're very open about your journey and being sober. So I applaud
it's
you.
Also how I was connected with Enty. And then when he came on my podcast, I think that's how you and I ultimately connected, even though we were like DMing before, but
I didn't know you were friend of Enty.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Friend of Enty.
FOE. Mm-hmm. Friend of Enty. Oh my God. That's so funny. I just posted something that he said about Harry Styles at Coachella. He got a tip that I guess Harry was making out with somebody at Coachella that wasn't Olivia. And mm-hmm. people are mad at me, first of all. I didn't even say it. It's not my information. They're mad at me about it. And secondly, you know, they hate on him so hard. But I tell everyone, I'm like, he's been in this game for so long. Like, he is not making shit up. He has no skin in the game to, like, make shit up. He's been doing what he does for probably like 20 years. And I think that the younger generation doesn't realize that. Mm-hmm. And they think that he's just like making shit up for like clicks or whatnot. But
you guys have kind of a different perspective on Harry and Olivia though, right? Because I know that you always say like, it's legit. They're engaged. When he came on my podcast, he was like, no, it's like totally fabricated. She's doing it for the PR.
Yes. I don't think I don't want to speak for him, but I think that's just his opinion. Like, mm-hmm. there's no fucking way that they are fabricated and it's just for PR. I've heard from several sources, I've said this a million times, reliable sources, that they are engaged. Mm-hmm. It's like a known thing among certain circles in Hollywood. Have you heard that?
While I have you. Not heard that. No.
Okay. So just in case everyone doesn't know, Ariel is married to a very famous, very successful Hollywood producer who has produced some of the top TV shows. You guys can Google him. I'm not going to, you know, rattle off his resume, but very, very popular TV shows, long running TV shows that all you guys have watched. And it's really funny because I posted about a blind item. It was a blind item that I talked about in the podcast a couple weeks ago about a TV star who cheats on his, I guess maybe she was his fiance. Now he's married, so I'm not sure. His fiance or wife, by going on Tinder and meeting college-aged girls and hooking up with them. Somebody had sent me a video of him in a hotel room. They weren't having sex, but it was one of these girls that he met. And he was kind of just like walking around the hotel room being like, you know, do you want a drink? And she was secretly videoing him. And this was a very old blind item. I talked about it on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Somebody randomly sent me in a similar story about him. And I posted it in You've Got Fucking Mail last week. And Ariel messaged me and knew it immediately who it was about. Because I'll give you guys a hint. The actor is on one of her husband's TV shows.
Yeah, I instantly knew who it was. And I was telling you before we started recording, like, I think because of who I'm married to, but also, and I talked to Enty about this on my podcast too, like, just when you're kind of on the periphery of Hollywood and like hanging out with people who are on the periphery. And by that, I mean like trainers, hair people, makeup people, like you see and you hear everything. And I think between that and then also being married to Chuck and being with him for, you know, the past 7 years or whatever, and he's been doing this forever, I've seen and heard like everything, but I'm also not like the type of person that would really spill. So before I came on the podcast, I was like, I'm either going to like not say anything and be the worst guest ever, or I'm going to like burn my fucking house down.
Well, I don't want you to burn your house down, but okay, well, let's start off easy because this is something that you wrote to me in response to something I posted and you said that I could bring it up on the podcast. So Jason Bateman is a hot topic, and I briefly talked about him on the podcast a couple weeks ago, but it was at the end, so it was kind of rushed, and people wrote in about him after they listened to that episode, and you responded to one of my posts saying, he was my hall pass for a while till we started being seated at the same tables at award shows, and I was like, oh my God, could we please talk about this on the pod? You said yes. So can you elaborate on that?
I find him to be like boyishly attractive, kind of like effortlessly hot. You know, I don't really like the kind of overt, like in your face hot guys in Hollywood. I mean, I'm married, but like, you know what I mean?
No, totally. By the way, a lot of people find him to be hot. So
yeah,
you don't
there's
have
just
to
something about him.
Yeah. Yeah. My listeners get it. They get it.
Okay, cool. So this is like years ago. I was on other podcasts and I was always like, he's my hall pass. Like, and then we started being seated at the same table as him at award shows because they group you by platform. So he had Ozark and Chuck had the Kominsky Method at the time. And so they like seat you at the table with other people on Netflix shows. And it wasn't even anything about him. Like I've only met him in passing, and he was always super cool. And I think you and I talked about this before too. Like, I think I said that about Bradley Cooper, and other people have had different experiences. But when I meet these people, especially at award shows, like for them, that's work and they're on. And so they're always going to be cordial and friendly for the most part. Although I have had experiences with mostly women who are not, but yeah, Jason Bateman has always been nice, but his wife is super nice. And I was like, oh God, this is awkward. Like, I don't want it getting out that I'm running around saying that Jason Bateman is my hall pass. Because, you know, not that like they're listening to my podcast or anything like that, but I just felt like that's really weird. Like, if I heard someone saying that about Chuck, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
God. Okay. Yes. I totally took it as he was being a dick at award shows or like grumpy. I took it as maybe he was grumpy.
No, I have never really had bad experiences at award shows except for with two women. And I've talked about this on my podcast too. But I can tell you if you want to hear.
Yeah.
So I'll do it in blind form. And like, I want to put a disclaimer, you know, I don't know, these interactions, like you can't really judge somebody on an interaction like that. But at the same time, I feel like it's not that hard to be like friendly. So one, I would say, is a B-list actress. She is mostly TV, but she had like one iconic movie role. And I remember I went up to her, I think it was Golden Globes. Chuck was saying hi. And I went up and I was like, hi, so nice to meet you. Like, put my hand out. She was sitting and she just sat there and didn't put her hand out and just looked me up and down and like had this kind of like, I don't know, like a sneer on her face. And it was so awkward. So that was one.
That's rude.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one is also, I would say, B-list actress. She had, I think she's all movies, and she, I've seen her at a few award shows. I saw her like at a Lakers game, and same thing, just kind of like bad vibes, like very rude and standoffish and kind of like looks you up and down and dismisses you. And I talked to one of my hair people who has worked with her before and said, oh yeah, she's like very insecure, and she is the type of girl that can't have attractive friends. So
yeah, I was just gonna say, this sounds like jealousy on both.
Yeah,
both instances.
I don't know.
No, you sound very humble. So you would probably not, you know, admit like, yeah, I'm fucking hot. But just so everyone knows, yes, Ariel's very, very attractive.
Thank
She's very, very attractive. So it sounds like a case of the green-eyed monster, which is unfortunate because, you know, they're judging you. So why can't you judge them, you know?
Yeah. And I'm definitely used to it, given like who I'm married to and the age difference and everything. So I think a lot of people just kind of like write me off because of that too. So that could be it as well.
Well, let me ask you a question that's also very widely discussed on my Instagram. And I mean, I would love to get Chuck's opinion. I don't know. Maybe you could like ask him at dinner tonight and then like DM me. What constitutes A-list and what constitutes B-list? As far as celebrities.
Interesting. Well, how do you measure it? I know that you talk about it a lot, but what's your barometer?
My barometer has changed. And right now, currently, this is after talking to a lot of people, getting a lot of people's opinions, you know, testing the temperature of the audience, like how they gauge it. Mainly, everyone is B. A-list is for iconic celebrities. It could be a musician. It's not just actors, actresses. It could be a musician. It could be an actor, actress, reality star, because I do feel like Kim Kardashian is A-list.
For sure.
Yeah. So anyone who's iconic and world known, like they have to be known like outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they have to be known in other countries. They don't necessarily have to be like super popular, but just like known. And mm-hmm. also, I used to say, like, if my parents knew who they are without, you know, having to be like, oh, who's that again? You know, and then me mm-hmm. giving them prompts, then automatic A-list. And then everyone else is B.
Yeah. So I would say that the two that I was just talking about were like B minus, like B, B minus.
Okay. Yep. You can give minuses. Mm-hmm. I've done that. Yep.
Okay. I feel like I should call Chuck right now, like phone a friend.
mean, I would just like love to know his answer. Like what, like, okay. So one of his TV shows that I'm thinking of, I'm not going to say which one, very popular, very long running. It's the one that the blind item guy is from. I would say those actors are, some of them are A-list because my parents would know that TV show. In fact, I know my mother used to watch it. So, as well as like, you know, a somebody younger would also know that TV show. So A-list has to like transcend generations as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get that.
Okay. So
I just texted him. So I'm like, okay, I have a very important question for you. Drop everything you're doing.
I love that. Okay. Well, I mean, we need an expert's opinion. I'm sick of like battling about this in my DMs. It's like, let's get an expert's opinion and just case closed. Case closed.
All right. We'll see if he responds. He's working, but this is obviously more important.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you messaging him. The next thing I just want to quickly talk about, which I don't have a lot of information, is Michael Rubin's 4th of July party. Everyone's asking me for tea about like what happened at the party. Unfortunately, my DMs are down right now, so I'm not getting any information. But somebody messaged me last night and they said that they heard there were a few hospitalizations.
What?
Yeah, that's what they said. I mean, it's not surprising. It sounded just like people got like overserved.
That's what I was thinking too.
Although there was a very infamous fight last year at the party.
Was it like a rapper or something?
Yeah, it was a rapper. So yeah, the person said, well, first of all, they messaged me to say that Kendall and Devin were there together, but that was obvious. There was actually videos of the party and you could see a lot of the famous guests that attended. I didn't recognize a lot of them. I saw Drake, I saw Jay-Z, I saw Kendall, I saw Devin, I saw Travis Scott.
I'm surprised that they don't take phones or like confiscate phones at that kind of party.
No, this was like a professional video.
Oh, got it.
That I think Mike Rubin actually posted himself, to mm-hmm. be honest.
Good PR for him.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's so random. Like you're putting out a professional video of your party. So the person messaged me and said, it was just about Kendall and Devin. And then they said, I also heard there were some, they said, let's just say hospitalizations last night. No one super interesting though, story developing.
Weird. Probably drugs or alcohol. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, 100%. Now I asked you if you knew why so many celebrities were friends with Michael Rubin, because people are also very curious about that. And if you guys don't know who he is, according to Wiki, he's an American businessman. He is the CEO of Fanatics and the Guilt Group, which is like so random. There has to be
it's like if you
else.
Guys don't know who he is, neither do we.
Exactly. If you guys don't know who he is, just tell us, because either do we. I just don't understand, like, okay, he's the CEO of Guilt.com, RueLaLa.com, ShopPremiumOutlets.com. Like, how are you friends with Jay-Z? Oh, I know. Okay, sorry. Fanatics is the world's leading provider of licensed sports merchandise. So maybe something to do with sports, because, you know, like, Jay-Z is a huge basketball fan. He's always courtside at all the games and a lot of those people are. So maybe that's why. Maybe that's it's the sports angle.
But I feel like also just like wealthy connected people like to be with other wealthy
that's
connected
so
people. So it could just be that connection and like people want to go to his party.
No, that's so true. I've actually said this before. I said celebrities don't want to be friends with other celebrities. They want to be friends with billionaires.
Yeah, totally.
Like that's who they want to hang out with. They want to hang out on like Jeff Bezos's yacht and, you know, whoever has the most fabulous place to vacation. Like that's what they want to do. They don't give a shit about hanging out with other celebrities.
Yeah.
So sorry, guys. That's all the information I have on that party. Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Dew.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV. has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did?
Yeah, there? I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast, under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. So we're going to do things a little differently this week. I'm going to ask you about certain topics that I post about all the time, and I want to know if you've heard anything about them or have an opinion on the information I posted, which I will get into. Because these are things that, like, I can't prove, but I know in my heart are true. You know what I mean? And they'll never be confirmed. And I think about this all the time. And, you know, the stuff I can confirm, you know, album releases, product launches, casting news, engagements, babies, like those I can confirm because, you know, the celebrity will come out and confirm them. A celebrity is not going to come out and confirm an open marriage. A celebrity is not going to come out and confirm an affair. So those things could never be confirmed, which I'm sorry, guys. Like, I feel like I'm letting you down, but we can only just pontificate and discuss them. And the first one I want to talk about, and this is because of something that I just posted in the Q&A. People ask me this question all the time. Are there any men in Hollywood who are faithful to their wives? And I always give the same answer. I say that somebody told me a while ago that Robert Downey Jr. is the only faithful husband in Hollywood. They told me it a while ago. It stuck with me. And I have to say, you know, that he's someone whose name does not ever come up when discussing dalliances.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to clarify, this is married men I'm talking about. I'm not, because somebody was like, what about Keanu? I'm like, he's not married. So the person that you were kept asking about is Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to know, what about Tom Hanks? And I said to them, have you ever heard the rumor about Tom Hanks and Jennifer Goodwin? That was my response to everyone. Oh, you haven't heard that rumor?
No.
Okay, this is an old rumor. This is, okay. I feel like this is like, this might even be like NT territory.
Okay.
Okay, so Jennifer Goodwin, she has been in Something Borrowed. She was in the TV show Once Upon a Time. He's Just Not That Into You.
Great rom-coms, by the way.
Yes, yes. So just in case people don't know who Jennifer Goodwin is, but okay, so there's red carpet pictures of them holding hands and being very comfortable on the red carpet. Hmm. And it's from a long time ago.
Secretly, or were they doing it like just out in the open?
They were doing it out in the open, but you tell me.
Okay.
Let me email.
You can text it to me.
Look at the way she's looking at him.
I was going to say, she looks into him. He looks not that into her.
Right. So, okay. Okay. So I just texted you the pictures, the red carpet pictures I was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, here's another one. Look at this. You tell me. I'm going to text you this picture. You tell me if you saw Chuck on a red carpet in that kind of embrace.
You, yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't be
it
like,
looks pretty,
what the
it
fuck?
Looks pretty sus for sure.
Exactly.
I feel like, again, like same thing as award shows. I feel like red carpet, like that's work. Chuck hates doing that shit because he like, it's work for him. It's not fun. And you have to be on. And I feel like you're so aware, obviously, that there's like cameras on you, that this is like a professional situation. The pictures are going to get out. So I think it's definitely like, it definitely would raise eyebrows, but I feel like you'd have to be an idiot to do that if there was something going on. Or maybe that's why, because they just think it's so obvious that people would maybe not believe that anything was happening. I don't know.
Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking. That they're just so also so oblivious, you know, like kind of like actors live in their own world and rotate around their own sun, that maybe mm-hmm. they just like don't realize that there's like cameras on them and they're just in like some weird post coital bliss or something. I don't know. The pictures are very weird. So my point is, people are asking
you're
me
on
about
a red
time.
Carpet, like you stand off to the side. There's PR people. They are talking to like the photographers and everything. You're waiting until it's your turn to go. Then they're sending you out there. They're telling you where to stand, like on the step. And like, it's so orchestrated that it's not just like, I don't think it would be a casual thing. Like, oh, we're just strolling down the red carpet and like oblivious to what's going on.
Okay. Fair enough. You're right.
I don't know.
No, you're right. Now, have you independently heard anything about Tom Hanks? Anything about him? Like, is he just as wonderful as a human being that everyone wants to think?
I don't think I've heard anything negative about him. I've also never heard anything like amazing about him either.
Mm.
I have heard not the best things about his wife.
Oh, yes. Yeah, same.
Allegedly.
I heard alleged horror stories about her. Like nightmare mm-hmm. stories, like her yelling at like neighbors' kids, like that yeah. kind of stuff. Like she's like that kind of woman.
Yeah.
Yes, I
That's
have.
Similar I, to what I've yeah. to what I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting that you said that you haven't heard bad or great. So. Okay. Okay. I'm ruminating on that. Well, let's move on to somebody also. This isn't necessarily something I can't prove. This is just somebody who I've recently talked about, who people are still interested in, who I can't get a handle on, because I'm posting that I've heard he's a dick, but then I'm getting these DMs like, oh no, total opposite. You know, I'm best friends with his makeup artist and he's the most lovely human being, or, you know, he lives in my neighborhood and he's always so friendly to the baristas at the coffee shop. And that's John Krasinski.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard kind of both sides of it. I've heard similar to like the feedback that you're getting now about him being a really nice guy. And I also heard that on Jack Ryan, he was very difficult to work with.
Right.
Yeah. But I think that in his defense, and I have only met him, he would never, obviously never remember this. I met him at Critics' Choice Awards, I think like right before COVID. So probably winter 2020. And he was there with Emily, and she's, by the way, like stunning, beyond stunning in person. I'm curious to hear what you think about that marriage, but I feel like Chuck has the same reputation. Like, he's really great in normal life. And then I feel like he has a reputation for being like difficult to work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, interesting. See, I don't hear a lot about producers. Like, I only hear about the ones that sexually assault people.
Yeah.
You know, like those are the only ones. And I it's not like funny. Like, I don't mean to laugh, but yeah, that's literally all I hear about is like the creepy ones.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what I heard, but it was pretty much firsthand about Jack Ryan. And I was really disappointed because I always really liked him. He's another one that's kind of like effortlessly, like boyishly attractive, kind of a la Jason Bateman.
Right. I think Jason Bateman's a little, to me, he's cuter mm-hmm. than John.
Yeah. He's got a little more swag.
Yeah. So with John, there's a particular story that stuck out that I actually had posted about a long time ago. He did an interview at a news station, and I don't remember the details, but I just remember the person who was there for the interview, who worked at this particular news station, told me the story, and it was just, his behavior was so mortifying that I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that he got away with, you know, showing up to an interview and acting that way to the people that were conducting the interview. I don't know the details, so I don't want to, you know, make them up, but if I find the DM, I'll post it again.
Didn't you post something about Emily Blunt too, saying something terrible on a talk show? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, she was on a talk show and they were talking about Applebee's, and she said that her server was enormous and it looked like her server had been served like a couple of free meals from Applebee's.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was pretty rude. I love also, like, I had never heard of that interview until somebody sent it to me. Like, I love how the fans pick up on everything. Like, they really do. You mm-hmm. can't get away with anything. The fans will find it. Like, it was some obscure interview that she gave. Actually, I don't know if it was obscure. I don't want to say that because it was done in the UK and I'm not familiar with those shows. But it was some interview she gave and they remembered, and somebody sent me a message and I was like, whoa, this is pretty bad.
What do you think about that marriage? I know you talked about it on your podcast, I think last week, but.
Well, this is what happened. So I talked about it on my podcast, but it was sort of like a developing story. And after the podcast aired, I had more back and forth conversation with the person who said that they had heard they had an open marriage. So the outcome was, it sounded like they did have an arrangement or somewhat of an open marriage either while they were dating and while they were engaged. And then once they had kids, it sort of like stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just all a rumor, you know, that just sort of like, you know, like those rumors that like go around in certain circles that like everyone starts to believe them, even mm-hmm. if they're not true. Like, it could have also been something like that, because I also talked to people that were like, we never heard this about her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Interesting. I'm curious, have you ever heard anything about Sanctum, the sex club?
Yeah, I've posted about them.
Okay. Because I was talking to a very reliable source recently, and he was saying like, it's so heavily frequented by celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I posted a couple of celebrities that have been there. I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow, she might have openly mm-hmm. talked about it. Gwyneth Paltrow has been there. Armie Hammer.
Yep.
I heard, who else? There was somebody else. I've posted about it.
I heard that was how the whole Army Hammer thing started too. And I talked about that on my podcast, I think with Enty also.
You mean like his like obsession with bondage and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I heard that like a lot of celebrity couples will do it, will go to Sanctum or a sex club like that or whatever, because it's a better alternative than cheating. So they kind of like go and do whatever they want to do and then they leave it there, which, you know, I kind of understand, to each their own. But yeah. I heard from my person that like that was how the whole Army Hammer unraveling of the marriage and everything that followed, that was kind of where it all started.
Oh, so they would go there together.
Allegedly. Yeah,
I believe that. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Because in theory, you know, those situations work for the reasons that you just said. But, you know, then I think sometimes people realize they can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when shit goes off the rails.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be hard to like be on the same page about that.
Agree. I'm trying to rack my brain the other celebrities that I've heard who have been there. I mean, I'm sure they don't want their name being named, but I feel like, you know, I wonder, do they have to sign NDAs? There has to be like some sort of security.
I'm not sure. I saw that they have an Instagram page and I was like, well, that's kind of weird.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Cause I know somebody who went recently and I was like, how do I get an invite? Like, I gotta go here. I told Chuck and he was like, you're kidding.
Wait, so would you go? You don't have to do anything. You could just observe.
No. Yeah, you can just go and like wander. I picture like Eyes Wide Shut kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. Well, speaking of like somebody who I think is probably a kinky couple, I want to know if you've heard anything about Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd hooking up.
I've only heard what you've posted, unfortunately. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
To disappoint.
No, that's okay. I don't know if they still are, but I know for a fact that they frequented, and I've said this before, a certain hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they were doing in that hotel room, you know, yeah, they could have been playing checkers. But you know, chances are no, they weren't. They were hooking up. So that's why I talk about it so much, is because I know for a fact that they would frequent this certain hotel. I think that they would even, you know, not go through the front door, use different names to check in. And
I just wonder how that came to be. It just seems very random.
Well, I heard her daughter Zahara is interested in music.
Oh, okay.
So they, I guess, maybe met through a mutual friend. And I mean, God, how do you resist Angelina Jolie? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She seems like such a femme fatale.
Yeah, and she looks incredible. And I heard, allegedly, firsthand, that she had some enhancements in the last year. And she looks amazing. I kind of love that for her.
I do too. I mean, she is a beautiful woman, but I do think that if people think that it's 100% all natural, they need to get their eyes checked.
I could do a whole podcast episode with you on surgery, by the way.
Oh my God. Surgery. Wait, I might ask you for like a recommendation because I'm coming to LA and I think I need some injectables.
Okay. Okay. For injectables, I would definitely say Jen Hollander. She's a nurse practitioner. She's at Dr. Ben Talley's office. He does a lot of celebrities and I think she's amazing because she uses a lot of restraint. I feel like LA has a very different aesthetic than New York. New York is like way more natural. LA is much more like, I guess, unnatural. I don't know. It just has like a different aesthetic. Like people here are just, they just want to be like 25 for the rest of their lives and will stop at nothing to achieve that. And so like you see a lot of like just, I don't know, overfilled, over Botox, that kind of thing. Jen is really all about like just enhancing your natural features instead of trying to make everybody look like, you know, the Instagram face that everybody has, especially in LA.
Yeah.
So she's amazing. Amazing.
Okay. That's good to know. It's good to know. Yeah.
Usually
always
the guys that you know of and the big like Instagram presences and just the people that you would think of when you think of plastic surgeons or whatever in LA are usually not the best people to go to. No, a lot of them are just really good marketers.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you, because I knew you would know like a really good one. And also, like, they're very conservative in New York, to your point. Like, I go in and I'm like, freeze me up. I'm like, not enough. And like, she won't do it. She's like, no, you look fine. I'm like, freeze it up. Like, more lip filler. Like, freeze my face, more lip filler. And she like won't do it. And I'm like, okay. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama. The kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this. Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Okay, so something else I want to ask you about that I can't prove, but it's a hill I'll die on. I want to know if you heard anything about Taylor and Joe being engaged, Taylor Swift.
I feel like everything that I know about these are things that I read on your page. I'm trying to think if I've heard anything.
That makes me happy. That's a good thing.
I'm trying to think if I heard anything. Like, not from you. I don't think I know anything.
The hill I'll die on, like, it's, I've heard from, I don't want to say a lot of people, but a handful of like reliable people that they are engaged. And for some random reason, last week, one of the tabloids just decided to put it on the cover of their magazine. I guess it was like a slow news week, because I feel like people have heard this rumor. Do you know what I mean? It's not new. It's certainly months old. So because they put it on the cover of their magazine, everyone's asking me about it. So I just was wondering if you heard anything independently. Let me ask you a question that I'm just curious about. Who is, we'll keep this all positive. Who's the most favorite celebrity you've ever met?
I mean, definitely like everybody who's worked with Chuck have always been amazing. I don't think they would ever like be anything but that, especially when they were actively on his shows. because, you know, he was the boss, but like everyone on Big Bang was really amazing. I told you I loved Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm. He was like just so warm. I also really loved Lady Gaga. So this is kind of like a random story, but I think, again, it was maybe 2020 or 2019 when Chuck was nominated for a bunch of shows and she was nominated for Star is Born, I guess, at that time. And I mean, I've always heard kind of like mixed things about her, and she's definitely that like larger than life, like personality and star and whatever. But I just remember, I think we were at Critics' Choice Awards and Chuck was getting like a Lifetime Achievement Award, and the awards were held at an airport hangar in Santa Monica. So on TV, they look really glamorous and like it's kind of this intimate thing. But in person, it was so like just cold and impersonal and like not nice. And because it was in such a big space, it was really hard to hear whoever was on stage. Nobody was really paying attention. And Chuck was like sick as fuck. And he had to go up and make this speech. And he was up there and he was like dying. Nobody was listening. You could hear crickets chirp. It was so awkward. I felt so bad for him. And the only person who was like cheering so emphatically was Lady Gaga. And it was just like the nicest thing. And he was like, how does she even know? And I think she was just doing it to like be nice because it was so uncomfortable. And that made me kind of love her.
That's so cool. That's such a nice story. I don't really hear like a lot about her. I mean, I do hear that. I never hear that she's difficult. I've heard that because of some of her issues that I think that she's talked about. Does she talk about any of her substance issues or no?
I think she has. Yeah. Like coke.
Yeah. So
but Chuck is calling.
Oh,
I feel like I should ask him.
No. Yeah. Can you ask him?
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Hi. I have a really random question. what do you think constitutes like an A-list celebrity from a B-list?
Wait, this is fucking such, this is a wrench. He said talent.
Yeah.
Wait, but you guys.
But he said, like, that's probably not the answer you're looking for.
No, so I think we want a studio exec answer. Like, this is, like, so major for my platform. You have no idea. We got a real live studio exec answer on this. Like, this is, you don't even know. This is, like, making, this is, like, a moment for me. I've been discussing this for the past 2 years with people on the internet, and now I finally have an answer. Talent. I think this should be the new benchmark. We have to be authentic to the system. Oh my God. I'm so blown away. Like, I don't know what to think by that answer, but it makes sense.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like universal within the industry or if it's just him. I can ask him that too.
Well, I mean, he's a,
I mean, he
major
recognizes,
player.
Obviously, like he said, yeah, that Kardashians would be considered A-list.
Yeah.
But to, wow, maybe to people on the inside, like they don't consider them that. I don't know. He did have, so he was in Monaco like years ago before he and I were together. And I think it was like right around when the Kardashians were just starting and Kim and Chris were there and they were having dinner. And it was like a big dinner for some event, whatever they were there for. And he said to Chris, oh, so you're like in reality TV? And she said, no, we're in marketing. Yeah.
I love that.
But he said she was like whip smart. I mean, she obviously knows exactly what she's doing.
She does. Yeah, they're A-list for sure. We're actually out of time, but I want to.
Okay.
I want your opinion on this because this is also something I've got a lot of shit for. Back to the A-B list. Is mm-hmm. Jonah Hill B-list?
Ooh.
That's what I want to know. I want to know Chuck's opinion on that. And we don't ever have to air Chuck's opinion. But if you want to ask him later and DM me, I would love to know what he has to say about that.
Okay.
Well, I love the special guest, Chuck. Like, this has been amazing. We're out of time, though. I mean, I could talk to you forever, but I had my list that I wanted to ask you about. But we can do that part two.
Okay.
If you'll ever come back.
Of course.
Hopefully you will. Tell everyone where they could find you all the places.
So the best place to find me probably is on Instagram at Ariel Lori. And from there, you can find my podcast, the Blonde Files podcast. And same with TikTok. I'm at Ariel Lori and ArielLori.com.
And you guys follow her on TikTok. I really enjoy your TikToks. You're very you have like a very chill, soothing presence. Do people tell you that?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demoi.